Welcome back to Great Escapes, the travel show for the adventurous spirit.
And welcome back to Great Escapes. I am Grant Farhall. We're joined now in studio by Cynthia Pickering and Nancy Bickle from Time is Money Executive Concierge. Thank you very much for being both here.
Thanks so much, Grant.
Now, I got this stat off your website, so I'm going to steal this little piece of information here because I thought it was shocking. 70% of all workers don't think there is a healthy balance between their work lives and their professional lives. It's a little depressing.
Yeah, it is a little depressing, and you wonder why, what the other 30% are actually doing to make their life so easy.
And tell us how Time is Money helps people that are in that situation.
Well, we really have a wide spectrum of services. We go from organizing, planning, shopping, errands, pretty much anything to make your life easier.
We like to take the little things off people's plates. That's usually how we describe our services. And that can be very broad for different types of people.
And it's those little things that drive us all completely up the wall. We can handle the big things. It's the little things that drive you crazy.
Absolutely. We often say that it's like having a piece of pie. And just taking that one thing can always make things so much more enjoyable.
Now, folks may be wondering how this fits in on a travel show, and you do help people with that end of their personal lives as well. We're going to talk about that, but before that, I want to hear, Cynthia, just about how you had the idea for this business, how you started this business.
Sure. I started it in May 2005. My background is finance. And I worked in the oil and gas industry. And what happened was, with my job commitments and myself traveling so much, I really saw a niche within myself and with my family and peers that I thought needed to be filled. And also, I've traveled in over 25 countries and saw similar derivatives of this kind of service going on and thought it would be something that really matched my personality and my skills.
And it seems to be a great fit for the Calgary market. We all know that Calgary is booming right now. The oil and gas industry is going nuts. And a lot of folks really have ran out of time.
Definitely. Who in Calgary isn't busy?
Exactly. Nancy, tell us about how you joined the company.
Well, Cynthia and I actually had worked together. And when she started the company, she approached me and said, you know what, I just think your personality and talents really fit the company image. And she wanted me a part of her team. So definitely, I thought it was a great opportunity for my career. And it's been a lot of fun so far.
Tell me about the response from your customers so far. What has the feedback been?
We have such a good relationship with our clients. You really do become part of their family. The biggest thing is we want to build a trust relationship where we get to know their likes, their dislikes, everything about them. So, again, when they come to us to do something, we're actually looking through their eyes in order to help them. We try to get into their space and see the world through their eyes.
And I imagine each customer has a completely different set of needs. You have to almost tailor your solution every time out.
Absolutely. And that's why when we usually meet our clients for the first time, we want to meet the entire family. We go through what we call our little Cosmo quiz. And that goes from finding out their favorite flower to their favorite magazine to their favorite newscast. Everything that we can do so if something comes up, we can provide a solution that is perfect for them.
And Nancy, do you see a lot of, is it the same type of people that use this service, or are you dealing with a cross-section?
No, definitely it's a wide spectrum of clients. We're really finding that it ranges from people in their 30s, young professionals, dual-income families, all the way up to retired people. So it's just, you know, Calgarians really seeing that they don't have enough time for some of these little things on their plate, and that can be anyone at any age.
And we're hearing this theme of time come up over and over again in this interview, and it's not about being lazy. It's about the fact that time is valuable and people don't want to waste it.
Absolutely. We often say, what's your time worth? And, you know, people are not lazy. Obviously, in Calgary, we have a booming economy. However, at the end of the day, we just don't have enough hours. And we just give people the opportunity to do things that they maybe find is more important than taking their recycling, doing their grocery shopping, any little thing, so they can have that opportunity to spend more time with their kids, go on their vacations, read a book, anything.
Let's talk about the travel angle of this business specifically. What type of things do you do for folks in that area?
We can do everything from trip research and itinerary planning to we also do while away services. So when people are away, we can look after their things here. so they're not completely stressed out when they come back.
So there's kind of the two sides of it. One is if someone's planning to go to, say, well, Toronto, you can tell them, okay, here's what you need to see. Here's where we can get you in to see some shows. Here's the restaurant you should go at. You can plan up to that level of detail, I imagine.
Absolutely. That's one of my things. I mean, my passion has always been travel, and I've always been the person who organized the trips. I recently, well, not recently, 2 years ago, traveled for 3 months from Calgary all the way to Mexico, lived in Mexico, and we had an entire binder full of what we had to stop and see, including restaurants, museums, everything. So it's really allowing our clients to experience touristy things, but also get off the beaten track and experience the city wherever they're going to or the place, their destination, experience something completely unique.
And it's also about making sure you don't miss something, Nancy, because I'm the type of guy that I admit when I'm planning my trip, I don't plan it. And I just show up and whatever I see, I see. And every time I do that, I come back and then I hear about something that I could have seen. I'm like, oh, man, why didn't I go see that? It's because I didn't plan my trip. So this is where you could help me?
Definitely. Isn't it horrible showing up at a place and your favorite concert is happening and unfortunately the tickets are sold out? And
exactly.
We can definitely help with that.
And meanwhile, while someone is away, you can make sure that they have the peace of mind knowing that their house is looked after. What about pets? Can you help with pets as well?
Absolutely. Take care of the pets, water the plants,
get their car serviced.
Oh, see, that's a good idea because that's the perfect time to do that is while you're away on vacation.
Absolutely.
I like that idea a lot. Let's talk about more about your customers, who they are. And one of the things that you do is you work with companies directly. Tell us about that.
We've taken the corporate approach because we feel that a lot of employees can see benefits and companies can see benefits from a productivity and a profitability side of things. So many people, again, they are focused on what they're doing at work and they're pulled in so many directions. We're trying to help companies basically say, you know what, we're interested in what you are doing and we're interested in your life outside of work also. So find that real life balance.
And you've hit on something very interesting there, is that balance, and I think companies are recognizing that. And we were talking before the show, and I think you mentioned that 4 hours a week, something like that, that people spend during their work hours having to do personal business, whether it's going to the bank or going to the dentist or whatever, running those little errands. But when you total it all up, 4 hours, that's costing companies a lot of money.
Definitely. And it just makes sense in terms of profitability as well as productivity to outsource some of these little requirements that people have.
And if employees have more balance in their lives, I think it's a safe assumption to say that they're going to be more refreshed, more sharp, more effective when they are actually on the job. I think we're past the age where the mindset was just working the employee to the bone and getting as much as that you could out of them.
Yeah, and definitely it increases loyalty among your staff as well. So it's a client and employee retention tool as well.
Now, I'm looking at the list of services that you offer, and we should give the website. It's timeismoney.ca, and there's a lot of information there, a lot of explanation on what you can do for people. I get the sense, though, that it can be virtually anything.
We often laugh because people often say, what do you do? And our response is, what don't we do? Because we really pride ourselves in finding solutions to pretty much anything that you have for us to do.
And we love the challenge.
What's the most absolute strangest request you've had from a customer?
Well, we've had some pretty strange ones. I won't tell the one that I'm thinking of, but I did have a client email me from Rome, Italy. She was on vacation. She was missing her significant other and wanted him to know that she was missing him, so asked me to go pick up his favorite ice cream and deliver it to his office.
Wow.
So he knew that she was missing him.
What was his response?
It was pretty cool.
That is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Now, some of the other ones that you've done, event planning, we mentioned personal training, personal chef, shopping, childcare. We mentioned house sitting, just on and on and on. How does this work? Because surely the pair of you can't do all of this stuff. Do you work with a team of other professionals, other suppliers that you then outsource some of this to?
Yeah, we often say you don't want to eat our macaroni and cheese. Not something always a good thing. Yeah, we definitely look at suppliers and different third-party contractors and see who has the expertise in a certain area. Obviously, a lot of our clients come to us looking for chefs or meal planners, and we have a group of people and companies that we can refer them to. There are certain situations where we will do things ourselves, though, also. We just gauge it.
Mm-hmm. It's really customizing the solutions also to fit their budget and needs.
So you'll do that as well. You'll understand what someone's financial situation is and make sure that you can give them a solution that still works for them.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't think one thing people might think is that a lot of our clients are the extreme wealthy, and that's not necessarily the case. It's people that really know the value of their time and just want to find other ways to spend their free time.
Let's talk about the setup for how you get this type of service. You have basically memberships is what they're called, and you have a couple different levels that are available. Tell us about that.
So we do have three levels of membership, but always no one has to be a member to have us do any services. What the membership allows our clients to do is get discounts on our hourly services. So, for example, we have three levels of membership that go up in increments.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have hourly services that go up by increments from easy, essential, and exceptional. When you are a member, you get discounts on those hourly services. And then you start getting extra little perks that we do, loyalty things mm-hmm. for clients that are on our highest membership, reminder services, et cetera.
Oh, reminder services. I think I need that.
A lot of our mails like that one.
and I noticed that at the most exceptional service level, the membership, it can be a six-hour turnaround. Someone requests something and you'll have it ready to go in 6 hours?
Yeah, definitely. We'll do our best. Sometimes, again, if we're talking about a third party or a contractor, we don't have a lot of, ability to
make it happen.
Yeah.
But you'll do your best to obviously do that. Let's talk about how people can find out more. I mentioned the website, timeismoney.ca. Is there a phone number that they can call as well?
Yep, we have our mobile is always on, 612-2993.
We've been talking with Cynthia, Pickering and Nancy Bickle from Time is Money Executive Concierge. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. I think it's a great business. We talked a bit about travel, but it's just more fascinating to hear about the business itself. It's a great idea, and I congratulate it on it.
Thanks so much.
No problem. We are indeed out of time for this edition of Great Escapes. Please join us again next Friday, September 22nd, for our next edition. Until then, I'm Grant Farrell wishing you safe travels, and please stay tuned for Standing Ground with Danielle Smith coming up next on Classic Country AM 1060.